Better Listen and the Nalanda Institute present Hardwiring Happiness with Rick Hansen, Part 1.
Well, for myself, just to begin, to feel into this space, right? To feel the merit here and the good intentions and the efforts here, you can really feel it and to honor it. And also to express my gratitude to you, Joe, who reached out to me. Good guy. It's a terrorist fist bump, right? But anyway, brought me here. So he's my benefactor. I'm very grateful to you and to Nalanda generally and Tibet House and the Dharma Stream, of course, that has carried us along. As you know, I'm going to be presenting in just a couple hours a fair amount of material. So I thought I could just, as I said in the beginning, plant a few seeds and then we could see what interests you. So my own background is I'm a psychologist, and my early training was in developmental psychology. And then my clinical training was in the 0 to 3 period. My dissertation was on 15-month-olds, the thing that parents do, which is to offer alternatives rather than just saying no. Switch and engage. My wife called it bait and switch. But my dissertation title was Gratifying Control, this mixture of regulation while simultaneously not thwarting the child's purposes as best you can, just simply finding a different way to fulfill them. And even there early on, I at that point I'd been exposed to the Dharma probably at least 20 years or so, 15 years worth. I began meditating in 1974, mainly kind of casual Zen practice, and then also had some exposure to